This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. 12 pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong have been disqualified from running for re-election for election to the legislature. Hong Kong's government made the announcement Thursday, citing the new national security law imposed by Beijing and denying any infringement on civil rights. The move is expected to infuriate pro-democracy activists and supporters. It comes 1 month after Communist Party rulers in Beijing announced a national security law aimed at reining in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Critics say the move is aimed at curbing the ascendancy of a young generation of Democrats after an overwhelming win in last year's lower-level district council elections. The total number of COVID-19 cases around the world has now topped the 17 million mark, with nearly 670,000 deaths. The United States is leading the world in both categories, with more than 4.4 million total confirmed cases. The U.S. reached another milestone in the coronavirus pandemic Wednesday when it passed 150,000 deaths. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. Some U.S. states, such as California, Florida, and Texas, are breaking their own records weekly or even daily. California reported a record 197 COVID-19-related deaths Wednesday. That according to state health records. Florida posted a record 216 deaths, while Texas reported at least 313 deaths. Other countries are experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases, like Australia. The southern state of Victoria posted 723 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths Wednesday. This is VOA News. Federal officers will begin leaving the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon on Thursday. State Governor Kate Brown says this comes after an agreement between local and federal officials. The federal government said the deployment to Portland was necessary to restore order and faulted local leaders for allowing ongoing protests that they said endangered federal property. Brown was among the leaders who criticized the presence of the federal agents, saying Wednesday they acted as an occupying force and brought violence. The federal forces were sent to Oregon's largest city to protect a federal courthouse after weeks of demonstrations, some turning violent, sparked by the death of George Floyd in police custody in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. Over time, the protests escalated, with some demonstrators targeting the courthouse with rocks, fireworks, and laser pointers. Federal agents responded with tear gas, batons, and arrests. A federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule that could deny green cards to immigrants over use of public benefits from being applied during the COVID-19 pandemic. In issuing the preliminary nationwide injunction, U.S. District Judge George Daniels in Manhattan said adverse government action against immigrants is particularly dangerous during a pandemic. An email seeking comment was sent to the Department of Justice. Under the new guidelines, immigrants applying for permanent residency must show that they wouldn't be burdens to the country and expand these factors that immigration officials could use to make that judgment. Japan has indicated that the current coronavirus situation in the country does not require a state of emergency, according to the government's top spokesman. Asked about the record number of cases from a day earlier exceeding 1,000 for the first time, the chief cabinet secretary repeated that the current situation did not warrant a state of emergency, which would restrict economic activity. People are crowding in markets, ignoring social distancing orders, and rarely wearing masks to prepare for Eid al-Adha celebration in Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. Afghanistan has eased its lockdown, allowing small businesses and daily workers to move on with their daily lives, while educational institutes and schools remain closed. You can read more international headlines on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.